This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're
looking at everything.
Today we're joined by a very, we need to come up with a better word than like very special guest.
I know, we just keep
feel
saying
like we
that.
Say that every time. But
this is a really special guest.
It is. We're jaunting into a whole new like genre of the genre.
I know, dipping our toes.
with dear Jim Nova, filthy Jim himself.
Jim Nova! We actually had a lot of requests for you to come on the pod, so this is a much anticipated episode.
Oh, ooh. Well. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited. It's because I was telling all my fans, get me on the Girls on Porn podcast. Get me on there. Spam their inboxes. Find where they live.
It worked out.
Put flyers on their cars.
Yes, you know. I've been terrified. There's been a lot of people at my house. If they could go away now that...
I'll call them off. They're officially called off, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
For listeners who don't know, Jim Nova is the voice and imagination behind Feel Good Filth. He creates dirty, kinky, immersive audio role plays for women and gay men. In his spare time, Jim likes hiking in the mountains, history podcasts, and cat dadding. How many cats do
history
you have?
History podcasts. Oh.
Hey, you know, history podcasts and the Girls on Porn podcast.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate that. Sorry.
But I wouldn't want to say that like in my intro, like how try hard is that? Like would I say like in his spare time, he listens to us.
Yeah, that would just be honestly, sad. It would have done that, a lot for my ego. So I'm sad.
I have one cat.
You have one cat.
I have one cat. Well, he was the remaining of two brothers from different mothers.
Okay.
Admiral Nelson is his name. And
Admiral?
He's 15. Admiral Nelson.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's going on 16 and he's seen a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like in his old age, just in the last few years, like his dad started locking himself in a room and making all these weird noises just by himself.
Yep.
You know, just into, like staring at the wall.
I bet he's heard a lot of stuff too.
He has, I know. So, you know, things have gotten weird for him. So whenever he interrupts me, he like screeches or meows through the walls, you know, to try and, you know, figure out what the hell I'm doing in there.
Right. He's concerned.
I really have to remember, wow, like things have gotten so weird, like from his perspective.
I bet.
Wait, now I have a question that's completely off topic, but now I'm curious about it. Does your cat... like act crazy or get weird when you're like fucking a human in real life?
This is my Laura's dog favorite topic.
Oh no, he's just like, you know, Admiral's really chill about that. Like it's the fact that there's not someone else there. He's like, why isn't there another person? Like that's not what happens there.
He's
no
like
masturbation
that
is that
just...
vigorous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's like, he likes to watch, or he's even hung out under the bed. I don't know if he likes the vibrations or whatever.
See, my dog is nonplussed when I masturbate, but like really jealous, wants to play, thinks I'm being murdered. Who knows
if there's another person?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's it's just, a hindrance.
It is.
Yeah. Oh,
poor puppy.
I know.
She'll figure it out someday.
You need to have the talk. Why don't you talk with her about it?
It's been a few years now. Will she ever understand?
I honestly have like thought like if I am having sex consistently enough again and I give her like a treat every time it happens and like a treat that lasts long enough, like maybe. But now she has tummy issues, so like giving her a treat that lasts long enough isn't an issue. I have faith I can work it out, but I'm not having sex right now, so it's not top of mind, honestly. Right. I hadn't thought about it until you mentioned your cat.
Oh my gosh. There's all sorts of fun, like, you know, wow. For pet parents, like toys for pet parents who just need to get laid.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that Wow. Here it is. Today, folks, we had the idea.
Yeah. Is this how we make our millions?
Okay, screw this. Okay, screw this podcast. Let's just shut this down right here because we don't want to broadcast this to anybody.
I know. Don't steal our idea.
We've got a startup now. We're all endeavoring a business together.
We can find some collaboration and we can do something between like a Kong branded dong or something like that, which would just be, that just works so well. It's just in my head.
Kong dong.
Right now. Right?
It's just
the toughest material.
Amazing.
This is good.
Oh my gosh.
Well, anyway, so you do audio porn.
I do, among other things, right?
How did you get started?
Well, you know what? It's really funny. I found audio porn by accident in a really kind of dark, dark, bad time in my life. I was kind of sick. You know, my 20s, a doctor gave me a really high prescription for Xanax. So for 9 years, I took 4 milligrams of Xanax a day. And that wasn't really good for me. And towards the end of that, I was really in a low place. And I had gained 120 pounds. I just really, really wasn't that healthy. Didn't feel great. And then I was actually trying to find, audio only versions of like YouTube ASMR videos. Like the people like eating things or like tapping quietly, you know, whatever on things.
Yeah.
And I found Reddit. Like you were talking about, we might talk about Reddit's audio subreddits later. And I was like, what the heck is this? And for like a sad, fat pervert who needed attention.
The title
didn't
of my
have
memoir.
To like, yeah, exactly. That's it. I was like, wow, I could do this and, you know, do it for all the wrong reasons. Like when you're really unhealthy, like do it for validation and, you know, for all the personal reasons. So I did, and it was kind of fun, and I had a little following. And then I actually found recovery, and I was able to really turn things around in my life. And I picked it back up again as a hobby. And, you know, I built a little amateur following with that. And after I'd done it for a little while, someone had, you know, someone told me, you know, hey, Jim, we'd like to pay you for some of your audio. And I never thought about doing it as a business. I mean, that was in January of 2019. And I decided, like, hey, why not create a little side hustle here? I was working in corporate America. I did technology integration projects for financial institution mergers and acquisitions. I did really stressful, crazy, corporate, boring shit, soul crushing stuff.
Yeah.
and I decided, hey, maybe on some planet I could make some extra money and pay off my student loans a little quicker. And I started a Patreon and I, you know, I put myself on Pornhub and it kind of took off. And it was really funny. I remember the day I decided to create the Feel Good Filth business because it was a Monday. I was off. It was Martin Luther King Day weekend 2019 because I was sleeping in that Monday when I got the message from that person. And I didn't plan this. And I kind of made like a little bit of a rash decision.
Yeah.
The best rash decision I ever made. But my first day of doing this full time was Martin Luther King Day 2020.
Wow.
So like within a year, I was able to do this and it kind of took off. So, you know, and the thing is now like I've gotten this little bit of exposure and it's just so cool to be able to be on here with you guys and maybe let more people know that audio porn is a thing. And, you know, and it doesn't have to be if you do know what it is. It doesn't have to be a horrible, cringy thing either. Right. It can be hot.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think makes audio porn hot that might be different metrics than regular porn?
That's a good question.
So what makes it hot for me, and there's like the elements of it being like well-produced and, you know, sounding good, right? Because you want it to be immersive. And I think, you know, with audio, it's really important that you're able to like close your eyes, put your AirPods in or whatever, and just kind of like zone out.
Right.
And, you know, have that experience where you can be there in your imagination. I think that's its strength.
Right.
Aside from that, things that, I guess when you get into the realm of like erotica, if you will, it's a lot of like people reading things. And when people are like trying to act out like a role play scenario and it just sounds like someone reading lines, like you can tell that they're reading. Like for me, that takes me out of it because like I improvise my content.
And I was going to ask.
Yeah, I kind of like, you know, I find in my head, I kind of put together or like in my Microsoft OneNote or whatever, in my corporate days. I still use all these productivity tools. I'll put down a little like outline or something. Like, I'm going to do this, and these are going to be the primary kinks I'm going to hit or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I have like a little sex dream in my head.
Yeah.
And I describe it. And I'm trying my best to describe what I'm like seeing in my head.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And I think like having that and for me, it's really kind of interesting. I can be like mindful in that space. While I'm doing that, I'll find myself like I'll hit my mic boom because I was like spanking someone and like I spanked, like air spanked them.
Yeah.
Like unintentionally. Like I didn't like realize I even did it.
Yeah.
But like I'm so in that. And I just hope that on the other end, someone can really kind of experience that and be immersed in that scenario, and they can be mindful too. Like they can, you can forget about your day and your bullshit and your partner, your kids, your boss, right. You know, whatever. Like you can, you in that 10 or 15 minutes can kind of go away and can come and, you know, or relax or do whatever. So that's what I think makes it hot. Like that, like knowing, like I maybe it's an unhealthy relationship to have with content, but I get turned on by the person. Like, oh, that's a fucking sexy fucking person with a filthy, dirty imagination.
Yeah.
Like on the other end. Like that's what turns me on.
For sure.
I don't really listen to a ton of audio porn really.
Yeah.
Because I don't hear a ton of that, you know, when I do listen. And I'm just like a guy, you know, I like visuals, you know, cum dripping from holes.
Totally. Do you watch regular porn?
Yeah, like I mostly, like I can't really get down with the really produced stuff, but I love like amateur stuff.
Yeah.
I love watching people fuck.
Yeah, content creators.
I really do.
Yeah,
just like people, regular ass people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you always like a kinky person? Do you feel like?
I was always a dirty person.
Yeah.
But I wasn't always a kinky person.
Mm.
And I really only discovered kink in the last few years.
Yeah.
Like since I started doing, when I first started doing audio, believe it or not, as kinky as my shit is, I was vanilla.
Right. Sure. We all gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I was coming off that stage in my life, you know, and it was just not a very, very good stage. And I never really, I didn't have a healthy relationship with sex.
Mm.
I would say it was mainly like a self-soothing, like validation thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you know, for me, sex was like when I'm making someone come, like I have value.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I think for a lot of people, and I'm not alone in having that feeling, but for a lot of people, we can get our self-worth tied up in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had that, I was getting those kinds of things out of sex. That's just not healthy.
Yeah.
And when I was able to get healthier in my life, I was able to just, you know, have more of a, like an exploratory relationship with it and, you know, meet some interesting partners. And, you know, one person was like, hey, you know, have you ever done like any daddy stuff?
Mm.
Like DDLG, like daddy dom, little girl role play, like CGL role play. And I hadn't. And, you know, I maybe had some misconceptions about it.
Right.
I maybe had, you know, I maybe played into some of the stereotypes or, you know, shaming things that I had heard. And I maybe internalized that.
Mm.
But, you know, when I met that partner and I tried that out, it was like, oh, this is me. This is it. This is who I am. Like this is who I've been the entire time. I've just like, now I'm able to like express it in this way.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it just like, I'd open the floodgates and boy, oh boy, lots of dirty, dirty things later. And if you can really uncover a lot of things about yourself in a few years.
Yeah.
It's totally a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I hopefully have so many years of my life left. Like, oh my God, we're just getting started.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Do you think in some ways that was a shift, and maybe I'm projecting this because it's true for me, but I really related when you said that you found value in making someone else come, and that sex, I think, can be very performative and all about like the other person and I look cool and you, I'm valid because you're having a good time and you're going to tell people you had a good time. Do you feel like your sexual evolution was a little bit more of a shift towards actually thinking about your own pleasure in the process and like experimenting, or what did that evolution look like for you psychologically and in relation to other people?
And those are great questions. I think, you know, really for me, you talked about like the performative, you know, aspect of it. And, you know, previously it was about that performance. And as you had mentioned, you know, how people would perceive you, you know, how people would maybe mention you to their friends, you know, et cetera. But now, and it was pleasing someone to achieve that end. Mm. You know, but now I think my relationship, you know, with sex, and I'm always going to be like a pleaser. That's just, you know, who I am, like deep mm-hmm. down inside. Mm-hmm. But, you know, especially now and through kink, I've really been able to explore it. But it's more of a connection of truly pleasing them
yeah.
and gaining like that. Yeah, I don't know. Jesus, I don't want to use a business term, synergy. Sexual synergy. In the third quarter, we experienced tremendous gains in sexual synergy.
Yeah.
Hey, let's be clear though, like business appropriated synergy, like not the other way around. Like that was a cool word before.
Oh, yeah, before it was a business term. Yeah.
It was one of those business words that were like, this word is kind of undefinable and therefore cool, and we can apply yeah. it to our spreadsheets and make that shit.
But they co-opted it, right? It's yeah. like glassblowers owned glory hole first, okay? Yeah. Like that's a glass blowing term, but we all know where glory hole went when you mention it.
True.
I think the glassblowers need to give it up. That's we could do a podcast on that.
Yeah, okay? That's a fun fact I didn't know.
Honestly, yeah. you just blew my damn mind.
You just blew my
well,
glass.
You know, you don't want to get now. Blown through a glassblower's glory hole, let me tell you, because I think it's a few thousand degrees.
Oh, okay. Fair.
I digress. What a digression that was.
I know. Yeah.
But I think it is truly, you know, experiencing a joy. And for me in my life, being able to experience happiness and being able to be happy for people is something that I developed in my life.
Nice.
And being able to truly like take enjoyment in other people's pleasure and not have it be a complete performance for your own ego. You know, mm-hmm. not to say that it doesn't make you feel great to make your partner come their brains out and for them to really, you know, tell their friends that you satisfy them so well. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But truly being in the moment
mm-hmm.
and like for me, like kink just adds like this mental element of sex that I just had not discovered. Like kink is like sex 601, right? Like you're adding in like vanilla sex can be great and it can be hot. It can be yeah. primal and animalistic. But when you add in, you know, that element of like your brain and you're starting to like, you know, those kinks that you really have like deep down, you're incorporating that stuff. I mean, that's just another level of like connection you can have with people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe you're doing like a really like taboo role play. That's very, you know, it can be, you know, for a lot of people, certain things can be cathartic. It can be emotional. You can really get into a lot of interesting places with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And not just taboo role play, like any role play, but, you know, some taboo stuff can be very interesting. So I think it's evolved, you know, it's evolved in there. It's, I don't know if I would call it like, I guess it's maturing as we, you know, as we get more experience and we see things through a healthier lens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about the performance. It's, of course, it's always going to be a performance. And for me, like with my job, I have to make sure that like, I'm not being too performative and putting that kind of performance pressure on myself, you know, in the situation and allowing myself. It's sometimes I don't think of my own pleasure and I will kind of get too lost in what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, you know, being cognizant of all those things. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a mentally healthier way of experiencing it.
Yeah.
And I think just with my partners, I have better connection with them, whether it's a casual relationship or a more serious one.
Mm-hmm.
I think through sex, you know, through sex, I've achieved those connections with people and it's been really great.
Yeah.
It's definitely changed and it'll continue to change, I'm sure.
How do you do Foley on in your audio porn?
Well, we're here in my studio, so allow me to show you.
No. Yeah. Talk to us about the special effects.
Yeah, so some of the sex sounds, really a lot of them were mostly ones that I just pre-recorded with my anatomy and some lube.
Mm.
Like when you're like, you know, when you're having sex, like it's the sound of like slapping.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it can be like your bodies like slapping into one another. Right. So that's like me doing a little masturbating with some Astroglide, which odd, yeah. I didn't even notice this, but I did.
It is in the background. strategically
right
placed.
Yeah. Because I was going to, I didn't end up doing it, but I was going to Foley some more effects and needed it. So yeah, it's like me masturbating with some of that and
love it.
And slapping my leg kind of as one would kind of slap into someone while fucking.
Yeah.
Different levels of lube and stroking and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, better sex sounds coming soon because I started making gay content this September.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
And, you know, I need better, like, anal sounds because right. I don't do a lot of, like, just straight anal sex audios for yeah. women.
Right.
So, you know, now I need to, you know, up my game there. And
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm going to be doing here. You know, this we had a great Cocktoberfest, which I put out some bonus gay content, and we're going to keep that going with some gay reprises of some of my hits. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Ooh,
and better
nice.
Sex sounds. Better butt sex sounds.
I love it.
Just a lot of anal foley happening in November.
You know, I don't know if I'm going to be, because I don't like, despite the audio that we may get into later, I don't necessarily like a lot of fucking. Mm-hmm. I like more like finger kind of he-spot stimulation. I don't like a whole lot of in and out. So I think these may be, we'll find ways to do it.
Yeah.
Where I'm not pounding my own ass.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You also started making visual content too.
I made visual content for a while. It's still out there. You can still buy it on my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But really what I decided to do recently was focus on my audio content.
Yeah.
And like when I come to you guys, I want to be more like, oh, I'm doing audio.
Yeah.
I don't have this like visual thing on the side.
Yeah.
But all those are available. I did a lot of jerk off videos.
Love
it. Like 100 of them. And you know, really though, you can only, for me, I can only jerk off in front of a camera so many times.
Sure.
And I am, I'm not an exhibitionist.
Mm.
I really, for me, it's always work.
Oh.
Like masturbating in front of a camera. Like it's not something that I naturally want to do.
Yeah.
Mm. And I have to be in kind of a mood to do that. And even, I made some partnered content as well.
Yeah.
And like, for me, like I like making sex tapes. That's a lot of fun.
Right.
When they're like, just for your own enjoyment with your partner. But when you start thinking about like how you're looking and, angles and stuff like that, kind of takes the enjoyment out of it for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I, and with that, I'd mentioned like when I was sicker, I've had like weight gain and loss and you're like accompanying body issues.
Totally.
So, posting myself naked on the internet was a big journey of kind of, it was a big exploration journey, and it was me putting myself out there and doing some things that were really uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I kind of did them because they were uncomfortable for me, because I'm stupid like that.
Yeah. Deal with the
issues. Even posting that, even though I'm not like actively posting the visual stuff now, it's not because I'm like, ashamed of it or anything like that. It's kind of more of a business decision, but I still have like, they're residual things like my confidence and how I carry myself.
Yeah.
And be like, you know what? Fuck it. Like I put my naked ass out there in front of the world to see. And if my body doesn't look great at the beach, like up close, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Really? So that's like all those things have. Yeah. It wasn't, but it's not something that I will be quite honestly, I don't enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
Like I don't necessarily enjoy that. Mm. And the other thing is like the dollar per hour on my audio is a lot higher.
Oh.
And here's why, I think, because, with visual stuff, you're going to be attracted to that person.
Yeah.
You're going to look at that person. You're going to have like your visual impression, and that's going to like draw you into that.
Mm-hmm.
And like how many wonderful hot guys can make jerk off videos?
Yeah.
But my imagination, there's only one of these.
Yeah.
So with the audio stuff, I can be so much more creative.
Mm-hmm.
I can spend I can just hang out in my house, up here in my studio, just dirty and gross.
Right.
And you'll make this fun stuff.
And you do have a singular talent, because there are people that like actually do get off and much more enjoy visual performance and masturbating for camera. And I hear you that after a certain point, you're like, I'm bored now. And like part of it was an exploration and putting yourself out there and exploring yourself in the process. But like listening to your porn, it was like, I consider myself a fairly decent dirty talker, and I couldn't do this improving it. Like I would just stop and be like, and then, oh wait, okay, so your dick is there, and then maybe, hold on, give me a minute, and then, like, it would be incredibly difficult for me to do continuously, so it sounds like, to put it super business speak, you have a model that works because you can improvise and crank out these audio
you have a talent
porns
for
that are unique and fun and playful and all different from each other quickly, as opposed to, if there's it's an easy path, like path of least resistance, if you're enjoying it and it taps into your specific creativity and talents.
Yeah.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. It's what I do best. It's where I make, and it's where I make the most dollars per hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, and it's just, it's so much fun. I just enjoy it. And you mentioned like the sound effects. So I also have like effect services that I, I subscribe to, and they can just like for,
stock effects.
Corporate. Yeah. Exactly. I pay every month for those. So, you know, like, I don't go to a shopping mall in fully that.
Yeah. I do like the idea of buying, like, corporate stock, like, wanking sound effects. Like, yeah. That's just fun.
Of, like, yeah, a cum splash.
You know what? I need to upload some of those. I should give back to SoundSnap that I subscribe to and say, all right, guys, I'm going to upload all of these jerk sound effects. Here's my Hitachi
ones. They'd love to have them.
You know, somebody needs them. Yes.
I have a library. It's called Sex Effects, S-E-X. FX.
Oh,
and
great.
Oh my gosh, if I were to just like pull that up, how many different tracks of like belt buckles
me
stroking my dick at all different speeds and buck
vibrators,
slaps and, yeah, like Hitachi wands at different like intensities. Oh my gosh, just like crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. I should just upload all of that and say, hey, do what
have
you
at
will.
It.
You're and you know what? Then I would like start hearing like amateur ass audio porn. Like, hey, that's my dick.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the sound of my dick.
The
wait
hell?
A minute.
So I have some research and some history about audio porn. If we want to get into that,
absolutely. Yes.
Basically, audio porn. We have like phone sex operators to thank for.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, in 1977, Gloria Leonard was a pornographic entertainer who became the editor of an adult magazine, High Society. She's credited for starting the first phone sex hotline.
Wow.
Invented by a woman. We love to hear it. She launched the phone sex line to promote the magazine to its readers, and she recorded her own voice to read the magazine's content.
Bless her.
And then in the 90s, obviously improved internet connections. People could start, you know, sharing erotic audio online. And then what really happened, Napster, you know, we have Napster to thank for a lot of audio porn. And then in 2007, with the iPhone, people could make audio recordings and it was easier, you know, the more accessible to create your own audio recordings and upload them and share them. So, you know, thank
here
you.
We
that's
are.
Where I got started, just on my iPhone. Like, I found this stuff, like, here we go. Wow, I can, sad fat pervert, right? And just get some attention real quick. It was good.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's easy.
And now we have a lot of places where you can find them, like Feel Good Filth.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
A friend of mine was a phone sex operator when we were in college.
Oh.
So that would have been, what, like 04, 05? So pre-iPhones and like traditional, like she would call a line and have clients that she'd be connected to. And it was fascinating. She was a spoken word poet. So she was like perfectly gifted like for the format. But she was like, yeah, a lot of it is just trying to keep them on the line. It's much less like actually having phone sex with people because you get paid by the minute. And a lot of people that called in were actually just lonely as much as they were horny. So it was a lot of like just talking to people and kind of shooting the shit. I mean, like, where are you right now?
Yeah.
And like,
what are you wearing?
Very slowly talking about what you're wearing and like sort of delaying the event, which is an interesting way to think about it.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, there's something to that. One, like if you are super effective, like everyone's going to blow their load in 90 seconds. So no, like it's smarter to stay on the line. But I kind of find that too, is like a lot of people will send me messages like, hey, you know, I was going through a breakup or something and I found your audio and you know, certain parts of it, it could be the aftercare or I do make safe for work audios. Like some of them is just like Admiral, like us cuddling and Admiral coming up and purring, you know, in the background for like soothing sounds. And you know, it's a way for people to just become immersed in that and feel a little companionship.
Yeah.
Maybe for a little while. If it's virtual, it's a virtual safe way to experience like, not just like the kinky stuff, but also like closer human intimacy as well. And I think like with phone sex, like, you know, she had mentioned, a lot of folks just do need that. They want to get off, but they also, we all, I think, need a little bit of, you know, that human
that
connection
care.
And love. Yeah.
It's also like, I understand the appeal because a lot of the things that we fight against with when we're trying to like spread the good word of porn, people are like, oh, but you worry about where it comes from and consent and boundaries and all those things. And you don't have to worry about that with audio porn.
No.
You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, is this human trafficking that I'm watching? Like it's, you don't have to worry about, also you don't have to worry about like potentially like triggering images or violence or things like that. Like, because majority of the time it's, for Gone Wild, it's a pretty intense, like Gone Wild audio. You have to like tag everything.
Yeah. And that's, since that's where I came from, I kind of use that format, which I think is really good. It's like a 300 character little like marquee
that
kind of goes through the entire flow of what's going to happen. And if there's something in the audio that you just don't dig or you might find triggering, you know, I make sure that those things are clearly tagged.
Right.
So people can just, you know, pass it, you know, pass on by.
Exactly.
Find something they like.
Which I think, I think majority of people have to be verified, right, on Gone Wild audio?
Yeah. I think, you know, they put in like a little, like, this is my voice, I'm not a robot.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep the robots out of audio porn. You got to keep the audio porn AI out of there or else we're all fucked. It's going to take us all out.
Right, right. You know,
but,
it's true.
You know, but yeah, I mean, you know, they're very, very, you know, good about making sure that if there's any element of non-consent, it's tagged. You know, I don't know if they still have like, you know, like age play audios or things like that, but making sure it's tagged like, hey, this is consenting adults, you know, who are doing this as a role play. So it's really kind of a safe spot to go. And it's a safe top. It's a safe and fun spot to post it as well if you want to dip your toes in.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, shall we jump into the showdown?
Sure.
So for our listeners, we're doing this a little differently today. Instead of pulling titles from the aggregates on the search term, because there would obviously only be so much delicious fodder on like a Pornhub in the audio porn space, we have instead gone to subreddit, different threads there. So we have some of those titles. And Rachel, should we also read the tags? Because they're kind of part of it, but we don't have to.
Yeah.
Do you have them in yours?
I have them in mine, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's part of it. Okay, I'm going to kick us off with...
Please do.
Oops, you came so much that you accidentally summoned a sex demon. Gentle F-dom, slightly forced, but you like it. Nipple play, body positivity, fingering, good girls, kissing, teasing, moaning, come for me, wet sounds, whispers... ASMR and rape.
Oh,
just in case.
Oh, interesting.
So that's the Gone Wild audio folks being like, hey, if there's any element of non-consent,
you
gotta make sure
you gotta
put
it in there. Yeah.
You gotta tag it ahead of time. Yeah. That's your trigger warning.
Also important to note, like the body positivity thing, I feel like that's a big appeal for audio porn because you're not just looking at like these perfect bodies like you do in mainstream porn. You can imagine whoever you want, you know?
Because mainstream porn has a specific body type that is prioritized aggressively.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Another appeal.
Yeah. And yeah, there's no, like, I don't mention body, you know, elements or any specific kind of anatomy or, you know, like color of skin or anything like that.
Right.
So really, you know, and I also have audios that are non-gendered, so I don't even mention body parts. So really anybody,
that's great,
you know, can enjoy them and likes my voice. So
we love to see
it's a great way. Yeah.
All right, Rachel, what do you got?
All right. In a dystopian future, the thought police detected that you thought about holding hands with your crush. You go straight to horny jail where you get ass raped by a prison guard as a punishment for being a filthy degenerate.
Wow. There's a whole story there. That's like when the trailer for the movie tells you everything.
Yeah.
What universe is that happen in? Let's build that world.
Blade Runner, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay, next I have the Coffee and Cunnilingus Cafe. Eating your pussy while you drink your coffee. Sucking your clit, fingering, tongue fucking, grind on my face, squeeze me between your thighs, come on my tongue, use me, wet sound, spitting, coffee shop, public.
Oh, public.
Very careful. You gotta be so careful with that.
Oh, I'm just thinking about all the background noise. Like, it's a lot of sound layering
public?
To do.
Yeah.
You know?
The coffee shop?
I have
think
a restaurant audio.
People sipping their lattes and, you know, and cocks. Okay. I don't care if you're on a Zoom call. I want to suck your cock. Teasing, stripping, handjob, wet pussy, moaning, whispering, hold the moan, dirty talk, blowjob, deep throat, face fuck, oral cream pie, good girl, in quotations, Irish accent.
And the last one fired from the New Yorker.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Seriously.
This is relevant actually, to current events. Yeah.
Poor Jeffrey Toobin. You know, he'll never live that one down.
Oof. Poor. Oh, I mean, there were other stories swirling about that person that may
not
have
been,
if you're going there, right?
If you're going there, that's not the first time you've gone there, is what I would just say. Let's. Hey, it's not that those of us who work from home have not faced the temptation.
Right.
Yeah.
But we gotta be adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next I have appreciation for your centaur servant. Script film, monster girl, centaur girl. Size difference, huge tips. Tits, wide hips, warrior woman, first time, loud moans, wet sounds, L-bombs, sloppy BJ, tit job, deep throat, cunnilingus, multiple orgasms, breeding, double cream pie.
Wow. Yes. Ooh, I'm a big fan of that.
Beast stuff.
Do you know what? That's so fun, though. Like, you can do those wild and wacky ass scenarios. I have werewolf audios, like vampire shit. It's so much fun to do crazy stuff.
Oh, man, we should have had you on like a week or two ago so we could get the Halloween, the spooky stuff.
Oh, I've got some spooky stuff.
Love a spook. Lie detecting shock collar. I obviously don't want to have sex with my brother. Ouch! Incest. Take my virginity, big brother. Impregnation. Mentions of rape. I can't lie with the stupid thing on. Forced confessions. Cream pie, L-bomb, accent.
Mm. Wow.
I know.
Which accent? You just have to listen.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what accent, though?
It's a surprise.
Because it depends who's listening, I guess.
Right.
Okay, I'll do one more.
Yeah.
Holy space priestess engineer seduces you and your starfighter. Public sex, mutual masturbation, handjob, sci-fi, post-future, vanilla, dirty talk, in-lap, archaic language, proper woman... Alien human.
Archaic language really got me.
Archaic language.
Yeah. Also, what's a proper woman?
Also, vanilla?
We also, got alien
rest
human?
Thine hands from me, ne'er-do-well. I don't know what you...
Wow. Are you getting inspired right now, Jim?
You know, I'm going to put some archaic. I'll put some archaic language.
This is getting stuff. My creative juices flowing.
I love it. You know, with this, you can be creative. And, you know, I do get, like, inspiration. Like, I'll hear a song on the radio or something like that. And I'm like, that's it. That's the next audio. And it just kind of come to me. It's fantastic.
Should we take a little break?
Let's do it.
Okay.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back.
We're back!
To talk about audio porn, which will be a different... You know, describing this,
it's
I feel
true.
Like there's going to be even more... detail relevant to what we're discussing. Our first piece is called Oops, I Guess You're Inside Me Now,
which is a sentence I hope to never say.
We've all found ourselves there. Come on.
I mean, the audio porn space is obviously like rife with like rape fantasy stuff and yes. also like dubious consent stuff.
Very
and
true.
And that's absolutely what this is. You know, it's created by Lush and Lace, mm-hmm. I believe is the Reddit handle.
Yes.
A person named Lacey. And it is a female voice. So mm-hmm. I guess as far as like dubious consent goes, it's nice that we have the narrative from her perspective.
Right.
But I was like, but that ain't.
Yeah. I
that
just.
Ain't how that goes.
This was just. It was asking me to take some leaps and bounds that I didn't want to take.
Yeah.
Mainly when, like, who has ever woken up sounding like that? Moaning in that way? I couldn't. I was like,
it was
can't
hard
get
to get immersed in that. Yeah. You just say that was tough.
That
it was
tough.
A little tough.
Yeah. I was yeah. like, maybe just start a little bit more in reality. You know,
just to give our listeners a sense, it's a very like hyper sexualized vocal quality. Lots of vocal fry and lots of like
quite whiny.
Yes. Lots of like, oh, stupid, comfortable bed. Now oh. I'm going to be late for work. So
my tits are bouncing so yeah. much when I'm running.
What really pissed me off was she was like making a list of the things that she doesn't have time for. Like she was like, what do I have time for? Coffee? No. Doing my hair? No. Brushing my teeth? Like, I was like, bitch, the amount of time that you're taking to, like, make this list, like, you could have
done one of those things.
You could have shaved yeah. your fucking legs. Like, I was annoyed. I was like, okay, I just can't with her.
So general narrative through line, she wakes up, she sleeps through her alarm goes off at the wrong time.
Her alarm goes off at the wrong time, which, again, I was like, well, now I don't, sleep through your alarm. Make it a little bit more believable, you know?
We know, yeah. We got to take those leaps.
Yeah. She's got an important meeting. She's in such a hurry to get dressed that she has to wear the sluttiest thing she owns.
Because she wants to keep her job.
Yes. There's the real kicker that probably bumped everyone on this call.
This episode.
You know, like, you could just choose to wear whatever you want to work. I don't know that we need to be like, well, now my tits have to look amazing so I can keep my terrible job.
Yeah, I need every advantage. So time to slut it up big.
You don't want to work for those guys anyway. Come on. Yeah. We got to find this poor woman a job, you know, a really good, like, solid, diverse, you know, company.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. That's what we need to be doing.
Like her,
but, you know, one thing to remember about this,
yeah.
this is the fantasy of a man. She is
yes.
reading a
She's
man's
reading a
like,
script.
Okay,
words,
yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we go wrong.
Right.
And then she gets on the train and it's very crowded and somehow her skirt works itself up so her ass is entirely exposed and then she feels something hard on her ass. And what is it? It's a boner. And then
she gets fucked.
Like yeah. sort of lets this person fuck her. That was the most suspended disbelief
because yeah.
I was like, the like physical mechanics of getting a dick at you on like a crowded
yeah.
train.
Yeah.
I don't buy the penetration, but sure. And
really, because I feel like the most thing that I to suspend my disbelief was the fact that she forgot she didn't put on undies. I was like, never in my life. Never in my life have I been running down the street with a dress on and been like, oh my God, I don't have underwear on. Like, never. I've never done
that. I think
that.
That's happened to me.
Your life is not narrated by the fantasies of a man?
Yeah.
Okay. No. No.
I think that's happened to me, but only like maybe once on a walk of shame when I was like, oh, right. Whoops. Where are those? Because I was still drunk.
Sure.
So,
okay, fine.
Unless she's drunk in this narrative.
Yeah.
I don't know how she missed that.
We don't know what she was doing the night before. What was she on the night before that she set her alarm at the wrong time?
For a job that I'm assuming she's had for a very long time.
Look, I'm going to set my, like, fuck it. I'm setting it for 8:13. Let's do it.
Like, what's happening?
Who knows?
Uh-huh. And then the other unfortunate piece of fiction is that I think the sex entirely takes place between two stops on the subway because she's waiting for the next stop to like pull her dress down and then in the meantime gets fucked. I guess actually that's believable if the train is just stopped in the tunnel. But generally I would think it would take longer.
Yeah, she says that she needs the motion of the train. Like,
that
like,
was tough.
To turn, to like, because it was so tight. Like, I was like, this is
again, just
sense.
A deep misunderstanding of female anatomy and what it takes to get a woman off.
Yeah.
First, she's like, oh my God, he's going to come and is really excited about that.
Right.
To the point of orgasm based on her vocals at that point. Uh-huh. And then she goes on to somehow come, but it's never really explicitly explained. Really, so I kind of think the person scripting this isn't super well-versed in, like, clits.
Yeah.
That's totally. Just my guess. Yeah.
But the whole thing is, it's written for men.
Right.
Right? Yeah, so those guys, you know, they're just, it's all a big club. Right. They're all having fun, pounding it out. I just can't get off to that stuff, though. I can't suspend.
I can't.
Suspend the disbelief.
I just was so, when she was like, you know, he comes inside of her and it like drips down. I'm like, what are you going to do about this situation on your leg?
It's on her heels. She says it's on her heels.
They're on her heels. It's just... Like, if you weren't going to get fired before.
I just want to make a sketch about the person jammed in next to them on the subway.
Yeah, like, witnessing this.
He got it on his pants, like, just down there, like, oh, my God, my pants. Like, the fucking people. And imagine, like, you're fucking someone like that and getting fucked with the smell of, like, subway piss.
Your
nose. Gross. I mean, my days in Chicago, you know, one out of every 3 days, you get that piss car. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. But now you don't want to have sex. You know, but you know what? I'm not going to say, let's not shame anybody, but like that, I don't know, rank piss like that. I don't know if that's a kink.
Yeah.
You know, that's
it
tough.
Might be, but certainly urine, not in my case, unfortunately. Stinkier. So thinking about fucking in the subway, especially like, especially right now in a pandemic, where like, I'm not a germaphobe, but we're all thinking with a heightened germaphobic perspective.
Yeah.
Like the idea of fucking on a train is you know, just not the right moment for it.
It's not.
Not that that's when this was released, but...
I could have, like, the idea of this as, like, a weird, horny, like, sex dream. Like, I get it. I can get on board with, like, stuck porn and dubious consent, but...
Yeah.
I just, like, this... I just... Her voice was not... Wasn't doing it for me.
Yeah. The big lesson here was execution. It was monotony, like the same, like not even just that it was like one note, it was the same repetitive, like, but now I'm on the subway and like, oh no, but my skirt is, it was like the same level of distress. It's,
I think that, the guy that is writing that is really turned on by that.
Humiliation. Like,
that distressed, like,
upset,
like, oh my
woman.
God, look at her, like, you know, the little emoji with like the sweat drop, like, you know, coming down. Yeah. That's what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is that I think, and that's, isn't that though fascinating, like to hear that? And like, you know, why, like, why is he writing these things? Like, it's interesting to hear like what turns that guy on, but I think that's really, you know, part of it.
Yeah.
And maybe some other folks got turned on by it, but really, as you mentioned, the execution of it's a little ham-handed.
Yeah, it just was all kind of one note.
Ham in hand.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, how what could be less sexy than a reference to ham-handed audio?
Better fist that ham.
And also, I just can't, as a woman listening to this, like, I was immediately turned off when the line of, like, at this point, I might as well get on the table and spread my legs just to keep my job. I was like,
It's not something that makes you feel.
No, I was like,
empowered.
The election is tomorrow. Like, I can't. I can't listen to that sentence right now.
You know what, though, I will jump on any table and spread anything for Donald Trump not to be reelected.
Okay, yeah, and
so
that
is right. And I obviously respect sex work here.
Yes,
it's just the blurry gray area of like, yes, women shall do anything necessary.
It's very, very, very. Yeah.
Yeah.
Male, you know, male fantasy. And I think, and you know, and that's fine, but the majority of the porn you're going to get out there, visuals, you know, and other audio, otherwise it's going to be, you know, from that perspective. So I think being able to deliver it from a male perspective that wants to make you come is, you know, and like always, as you'd mentioned, like you have to mention something like why someone is coming.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I always like, you know, there are certain positions where, like, maybe if a woman's on top, like, you can, like, rub your clit against, like, the base of, like, a guy's cock or a cock and a guy's cock, like, any cock or thing that you have going into your pussy. And, like, you can come that way. But I always try to mention, like, you know, mention that she's doing that.
Right.
That she's not just coming from, like, straight penetration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that.
Out.
It's like just making sure that all of those things are mentioned so you can like hear that and you're not in your head questioning why is she coming from just penetration? Like maybe I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like it keeps it more I think, accessible in a way. Mm-hmm. And it's just giving you those, it's like sound effects, ambiance or whatever.
Yeah.
It's there to help your brain like get in that space.
Right.
And not take it out of that space.
In my head, I was like, there's no way that this person is going to come, you know?
No.
So yeah. I truly thought she wasn't going to because she was so excited about his orgasm. That when it was like, and now I guess me, I was like, nah, it's too late.
Right. Which like, you know, obviously it isn't, this is not meant for me to be the listener.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
your turn.
Yes. Yeah. This is really exciting.
Aptly titled as we take a turn to talk about.
We got a custom Filthy Jim Nova.
Yes.
It was very exciting.
Yes, the prompts we gave were basically like rough sex and pegging.
Which are like two of our favorites.
Did we throw anything else in the mix, Jim? What did we throw at you?
Rough pegging. It was rough pegging.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, cool.
And boy, did you deliver.
Yeah.
I have to say. Yeah. I loved that it just felt like a real sex act, you know?
I was like, say, it was, just felt like sex.
It just
felt
like
two
sex.
People.
Yeah,
it's that's just like two people. That's a totally believable.
It's a believable scenario.
Totally believable thing.
Yeah, of just being like, hey, you didn't think that I was going to say yes, and turns out I thought about it and it turned me on. And it was also a very nice way to get like consent in there.
Exactly
from the beginning, and it was intimate. It felt like a relationship. So I was on board from the get go. And then it just got better.
Yeah.
It just got better.
Yeah. I like that we set up that we had like a partnered couple and that this was like an adventurous act between them because that kind of kept the element of surprise really present and kept the like discovery of it. Like it actually felt like a journey, even though we didn't need a lot of plot, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like you infer, like you can make that inference of like a little bit of trust and things like that by setting it up that way. And in that way, again, like you'd mentioned, your mind doesn't have to go there like, why am I fucking this guy in the ass again?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How do I know this guy?
Yeah. I loved also that it was pegging, but it was like, it wasn't like femdom pegging. You know, like
that was very intentional.
Yes.
Because that's the easy play, right?
Yeah.
Like the easy play would be to go for male submissive audio, which I do a few submissive, you know, audios here and there, but I didn't want to go in that direction. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be like, no, I want you to fuck me in the ass.
And I loved it. It was so hot.
And just guide you into fucking my ass. You know, that's the whole thing.
And the spit sound was really hot. There was so much about this that I loved. I loved there was also a moment, it just felt very real when it got like too much, you know, for you. When you're like, oh, that's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And I was like, this is a real, honest moment, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is something that actually happens in real sex. You know, it is fantasy, but it's also reality at the same time.
It's just my sex dream.
Yeah.
It's just the little, like, sex dream that I'm having. Yeah. And I think I can have... Mm-hmm. kind of true to life sex dreams, know? So I, you know, I just describe them.
Yeah. It's very vivid. It was incredibly vivid. And I felt like I could hear the way, cause I'm big on like hearing a man moan. And I felt like I could like, I knew what like facial expressions you were making with your mouth. Like I was like, I know the face that he's making right now.
I was almost triggered only because some of the noises you make sound a lot like an ex I have. And I was like, like being like transported. It's okay. I'm fine.
Yeah.
It just was fascinating.
I can't tag everything, guys.
I know. And also the toy, the strap on had a vibrating component. For me, the person
exactly,
who's fucking
right.
you.
Yes. You know? Like, that was the whole point.
Right.
And, you know, I mentioned, like, you know, it's one of those that, like, goes inside but has the element that, like, can hit your clit with, like, the vibrant. So kind of like that stimulation when you're on, like, the base of someone's cock.
Exactly.
You know? You get, like, a little G-spot, like, the motion of the strap.
Yeah,
you might get a little, like, G-spot stimulation there with the vibration. And if you do a good job, I've got the remote.
Yes.
Turn the toy up higher.
It was so good.
So then that way, we can come together.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, even though, like, okay, you have to suspend the utter disbelief of, like, mutual orgasm all the time. Right. I only have, like, 10 or 15 minutes. So there are structures of things that we have to, like,
100%.
You know, play with.
Yeah.
But, like, that is mutual orgasm could definitely, I think, be achieved in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And the hand around the neck was also a lovely moment.
Great
as well.
Detail.
Loved that.
I also love the way you incorporated like visual elements in the audio space. Mm. Like it was interesting to sort of track along with, because I think I would have gone to like doggy style pegging first, but it was clearly missionary because you were talking about like the visuals of watching your partner fuck you, you know?
That's the whole, that's like one of the hottest things, right? It's like you're like laser locked on.
You need the eye contact. Yeah.
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 You need to see the visual. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
It was so good. I also loved the inclusion of lube. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
God, what else? I mean, the countdown. Do you always do countdowns?
I usually do.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's like people expect that.
Oh, really?
In my audio now, I always kind of do it. So folks expect it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, understanding, like, I never want to do that to put pressure on people to come, but it's kind of like almost, it helps certain people focus on it. And I'm always like, hey, if you don't like it, restart it, you know, come whenever you want. Yeah. It's never my intention to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the countdowns, like that crescendo of intensity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a build. Like, it's a fun way to pace yourself with something and to say, like, ooh, I have 5 seconds, so I'm going to speed up.
But no
now
pressure.
Or whatever,
there's no pressure, you know, to enjoy it like that. But I think that element of focus, and for me, that helps, like, me bring that, like, performance to a big crescendo, as it were.
Yeah. Yeah. There's great, like, guttural, deep groans, which I
love. Exactly. Yeah. My favorite thing you do is that, like, I don't know how to describe it, but that, like, that growl.
Yeah. It's, like, animalistic. Yeah. But it's also just, like, when you get to that point of, like, something is really hitting, you know, and you're like, something opens up in your head. And you're like, oh.
You have some good, I got it on the road here on my end. You'll have some good growls.
Love it.
And then when you guys finish, and you guys, because it's actually like a sex scene in my head, like the like aftercare and like the sweet like intimacy of like kissing, and like the like, you know, the refractory period, you know, it's like so wonderful. Yeah. I really loved it.
That's just a wonderful, that's a nice, friendly space you can create for people afterwards.
Really sweet.
And like, and no matter, even on like my really, really dirty, like breeding, you know, CNC, like non-con scene or whatever, to take it down with like a little bit of aftercare and like a few laughs or whatever.
It's so nice.
To know like, hey, these are two people who just had like a good time. We can laugh a little bit, like, you know, after the scene. Of course, you don't want like the laughing like during the sex, but like after you're like calming down a little bit. And you know, you maybe just listened. And you know, it's kind of weird for me because like I'm not, like I don't have anyone in my life to like really shame me about kinks. Right. No one who has like that power over me to do that. But for so many folks, like my content is a real guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, like some of my daddy stuff or like my really, you know, my non-con stuff, and people can have like shame surrounding that. And that's no good. And we need to work to like reduce that. But I think in the end, if you can just say, yeah, you've just listened to something like really, really filthy that you might feel bad about yourself, but you can always like humanize the people at the end. It's like, oh, it's just regular people. And like BDSM really is just like regular ass people most of the time doing stuff in their bedrooms and not in dungeons and stuff can be great and wonderful, but you can have like a really filthy, dirty, kinky ass time just being two people, like two squares in your bedroom.
Yeah, you know. Like the aftercare is as much for the listener as it is for the characters. You know, it gives us.
Oh, yeah, it's totally. It's there for. Yeah, it's totally there for the listener to just get that little like, hey, you know, we can relax a little bit. We're just like people having a good time. And, you know, I often like sometimes I'll do a little longer aftercare where there's cuddling. And like every month, like on my Patreon, I do like an aftercare audio. That's like a follow up to like one of the audios I did that month. So people have like a 10 or 15 minute, you know, little aftercare.
That's
to
great.
Go with that.
That's lovely.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It turned me
on. I'm so happy you guys liked.
It turned me on. It got me going last night and I had a wonderful evening. So thank you.
Wonderful. that was a scenario like I just had in my head, like my hand around like the throat, like even though I don't like to get fucked like that personally, like that scenario of, you know, choking someone while they fuck your ass, you know, is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, like that's powerful.
If I I execute that one, that's just a universal hot idea.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah.
Good.
Super tight.
I'm so happy.
Jim, thank you so much for joining us. Is there any, like, do you want to replug some of the sites to, like, your OnlyFans, your Patreon, your website? Where can folks find you?
Sure. I mean, feelgoodfilth.com, of course. Patreon.com/feelgoodfilth, you know, for the $3 a month, you can keep me in business. That's like, that's for less than the cost of, like, the most expensive thing in the vending machine.
Yeah.
You can keep this porn going. Search Feel Good Filth, like, on Pornhub. You can find me there. Pornhub's where I think most people, you know, find me.
Yeah.
So, awesome. So, yeah, guys, this was just so much fun.
Oh, my God, thank you.
I really, I'll say this. I really wanted to be on your show, and I've just had, you know, for so long, and I've just had the best time.
Oh, I'm so
couldn't
glad.
Have gone better. So thank you so much.
Oh my God, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're such big fans, and I can't wait to listen to our custom audio over and over again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you guys, keep it going. Yeah.
We'll tell our listeners where to find it, too, so they can listen to their custom GOP porn.
Yeah.
Exactly, your GO porn.
Yeah.
Your girls on porn.
That's right.
Yeah.
The good GOP. I want this GOP to stay around after the election.
Yay!
But the other one can go fuck itself.
Yeah. So. Speaking of, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the podcast. On our website, girlsonporn.com. And on our new Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And why not go ahead and just subscribe to that Patreon? For $3 a month, you can keep
us in
business.
It's worth it. I'm a subscriber, and there's a lot of fun content on there.
It's true.
Support these ladies, these fine ladies.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.